cutie.
We made eye contact. Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be in the Taco Bell bathroom, working off that free quesarito.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Worth it.
The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week, we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first Craigslist misconnections is titled Whole Foods Breezy, Man for Woman 27.
That was awesome.
I was chilling at the Whole Foods yesterday, getting my snack on.
Yeah, you were.
And you checked me out at the express lane with your knotted brown hair and your sweet hungry mouth. You were looking T-A-H, and that stands for tasty as hell.
Oh, man. That is quite a compliment.
You might remember me as the bald guy who introduced himself to you as DJ Smooth.
No, you didn't.
Because ain't nobody smoother than Smooth.
Just give her your name, man.
S-M-O-O-V, in case you were curious. Before you walked away, I told you that I liked your style. Your booty and your class are all beyond compare. And you giggled, like they always do. So, hey, peep this. Smooth is DJing a party this Saturday at an 18 and older club.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think you should be in attendance.
I don't think anyone can turn that down.
VIP, of course.
Oh, I wonder what that entails at an 18 and older club.
Unfortunately, I cannot guarantee that Smooth will be still single when you see this message, because Smooth is in high demand.
Yeah.
Just know this, with my music, I'm more than capable of bringing you to a state of freakstacy.
Oh.
Freakstacy.
I've never heard that word.
Yeah.
Freakstacy that no other man could. That's the power of Smooth.
I feel like he should trademark that term.
Yeah.
And it also says, P.S., if you know of any DJ gigs that are open Thursday through Saturday, shoot me a message. I recently had an opening in my schedule.
So he's not even doing the 18 and over club on a weekend?
Yeah, it's like a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's going to be a packed place. This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, I Know Where You Live, and I'm Closer Than You Think. Uh-oh. Woman for Man, 28. You're the good-looking man who wears his hair up in a small brown ponytail. I live one floor directly below you in our apartment building. Sometimes I even hear you walking at night.
Oh.
We've passed each other a couple times in the stairwell. I'm the dark-haired girl with the five face piercings in the shape of a star.
Why is everything always scarier in a stairwell, too?
One time when we saw each other, I made a funny joke about being in your apartment when you weren't there.
Whoa.
You laughed and told me I should be on TV or something.
Like, as like America's Most Wanted, or...
Yeah, or comedian.
That's one of the sweetest things anybody has ever said to me. I have a confession to make. I really like you.
Oh.
Okay, I have another confession. You're the first guy since 1998 that I think about constantly.
Oh, my
there,
God.
There, I finally said it.
What happened
That's
to
an
that
honor.
Guy
First
in
guy since 1998, yeah.
Oh
yeah, someone needs to go search for him.
You're going to think this is funny, but sometimes I set up my stuffed animals on my bed like they are attending our future wedding.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
And it says, I know, silly, right?
No.
Not silly.
And scary. Frightening, actually. If you see this, come to my apartment tonight at 11, alone. Knock 3 times so I know it's you. I want to show you something.
Is it knocking 3 times normal for people?
And like, how many people does she have coming over at 11 o'clock where she could get confused who this is?
Signed by Samantha. Very scary Samantha should be her name. This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, They Warned Me to Never Fall for a Starbucks Girl. But
don't
I failed.
They all say that.
They'll get you.
We're from two different worlds. I work at Tully's, you work at Starbucks.
Oh, no!
So I already know we couldn't be together. Our lives are just way too different.
This is like the Romeo and Juliet of modern day.
Yes.
You make frappuccinos, we make spins.
Mm.
Your coffee is a dark Italian roast, while ours is a medium dark city roast.
Mm.
We're apples and oranges, oil and water, mayo and sugar cubes.
Oh no.
Gross.
But I admit, whenever I walk by your store and I see you standing there behind the counter in your sexy green apron and visor with your long, confident neck.
Whoa.
Look at the description of the neck there.
She
yeah. I mean,
I think for a moment, maybe, just maybe, our forbidden coffee beans could mix together someday and be blended with love.
Aww.
And then I wonder what our children would look like. Would one be double tall? The other? Non-fat with a smidge of hazelnut? Who knows? But then that dream dissipates like the steam off of a morning venti caramel macchiato with no foam. It all just sounds so impossible, so improbable. Maybe it's better that we just stay in our separate worlds.
No. Cross the street, man.
I'll date a nice Tully's girl. You'll find a great Starbucks guy. And we'll both live happily ever after.
Oh, I'm heartbroken for them.
Let's save ourselves the heartache. Ryan. He doesn't even want the misconnection. He just knows that it could never possibly work.
But
because they're from two different coffee families.